Chapter 41, The King Who Refused the Cross. This chapter is based on RSV. Festus could not do otherwise than send Paul to Rome. But some time passed before a suitable ship could be found. This gave Paul opportunity to present the reasons of his faith before the principal men of Caesarea and also before King Agrippa II. Now, when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to welcome Festus. Festus outlined the circumstances that led to the prisoner's appeal to Caesar, telling of Paul's recent trial before him, and saying that the Jews had brought against Paul certain points, about their own superstition and about one Jesus, who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Agrippa became interested, and said, "I should like to hear the man myself." A meeting was arranged for the following day, and by command of Festus Paul was brought in. Festus had sought to make this an occasion of imposing display. The rich robes of the procurator and his guests, the swords of the soldiers, and the gleaming armor of their commanders lent brilliance to the scene. And now Paul, manacled, stood before the company. What a contrast! Agrippa and Bernice possessed power and position, but they were destitute of the character that God esteems. They were transgressors of his law, corrupt in heart and life. The aged prisoner, chained to his guard, had in his appearance nothing that would lead the world to pay him homage. Yet in this man, apparently without friends, wealth, or position, all heaven was interested. Angels were his attendants. Had the glory of only one of those shining messengers flashed forth, the king and courtiers would have been stricken to the earth, as were the Roman guards at the sepulchre of Christ. Festus presented Paul to the assembly with the words, "King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death, and as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. It seems to me unreasonable, in sending a prisoner, not to indicate the charges against him."